are here at the 2019 CUNA. This is a long name, so bear with me. CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. Long name for a great conference, so well deserved. All right, and we have breaking news here practically with these guys.
Yes, absolutely.
We have Mr. Luke Campbell from Southwest Financial Federal Credit Union. How are you, Luke?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. And Mr. Tim Pranger from Pop.io, kind of the centerpiece of all what's going on here.
I don't know about that.
And then Eric Gelly from CUNA Strategic Services. How are you, sir?
Fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
So far so good. The show going okay for you guys so far?
Yeah, so far.
Didn't you do a speed round this morning?
We did a speed round this morning.
And they killed it.
Oh.
We did kill it. Yeah. We did well. All right. I was the guy carrying the blue backdrop, up, so that was my job.
Yeah. Very important stuff there for sure.
Yes.
All right, the big announcement. Who wants to spill the, well, the beans have already been spilled, but who wants to spill them on CU Broadcast? Tim, you want to fire out, or Eric, you guys?
I think Eric can.
All right, Eric,
I'll give
it
a little.
On
Monday we announced a strategic alliance partnership with Pop.io and CUNA Strategic Services. Really excited to have in our marketplace that we bring to credit unions.
Yeah.
Did a ton of due diligence, love your product, and can't wait to educate credit unions on how video banking can change what they do for their members.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to hear Luke talk about how it's working at his shop.
Pressure's on.
It's good. Okay. But no, this relationship is exciting for us, and I'm looking forward to a long-standing relationship with Pop.io.
Right on. Yeah. I've always been kind of biased toward Pop.io because you guys are video, I'm video, so I've always enjoyed your story as well. Gosh, way back on, I think it was the World Council Conference.
In Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland I first discovered, or you guys came over to me and it's like, hey, check this out.
Watch this. We're going to wake someone up back in Utah.
Exactly. And it worked like a charm, too, you know? So give us your point of view before we get to this guy here.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't be more excited about the alliance with CSS and what it means for credit unions, right? So I think it's showing and proving the shift that relationships matter. And that's where Pop.io really wants to be, is on the forefront of how do you cultivate relationships with people that aren't traveling to the branch or that are using technology for everything in their daily life. And how can I be there for them? How can I meet them? And how can I see them and help them?
Yeah.
And that's our vision.
Yep.
So I think we couldn't be more excited about what we're doing. I think that's going to further that message along.
And there's something about video, and I've always said this too, there's something about video that really makes a stronger connection. And even in this case, where you have member and credit union, but when you can see that person and you're talking to that person and that person helps you, oh my gosh. That leads me to Luke here.
Yes, it does.
I want to get the credit union perspective.
Sir. So we met up with Pop.io a little over 2 years ago, so we've been with them for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. We've worked with them. Tim mentioned it earlier, building that relationship. That was the biggest thing for us. Everything that we went to with them, they said yes, 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 yes. Where we've dealt with other vendors that are like, no, we can't do that. But with them, either they were already in the works of getting something done that we were trying to roll out, and they just were a good friend the whole way through the process.
Right. Was there any, say hesitancy in the beginning? It's like, video, what are we doing with video?
Not really. So our biggest goal was to expand our digital footprint. So that was something where during that time we were evaluating whether to keep one of our branches open, and we found out about this product and we thought, hey, you know what, those employees at that branch were really just doing what we could do at our corporate office. So we closed the branch, we rolled out the Pop.io platform, and all the members that we had in that area are now going through that channel for us.
What has been member feedback since you guys have been
They've loved it.
I bet.
It's really neat to see the interaction that my employees have with members that call in, but it seems like the members are on their best behavior when they're videos.
Hair's calm.
But anywhere from millennials to even the older generation are being calling in and getting help with us.
Right on, right on. So this is kind of what, I mean, this kind of reaction here is kind of almost, I could imagine what maybe kind of prompted a partnership like this because of the great feedback, something like that. Is that kind of
absolutely.
Along the same
line there? I mean, from our perspective, you know, video banking is a channel that needs to be optimized.
Yes.
We've seen it, you know, you talk about the older generation, it's giving them their freedom, right? If they can't drive or they have to rely on someone else, with this platform, they can interact and do their financial transactions with their credit union and never leave their house,
right?
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I kind of see a little similarity with the remote deposit capture,
correct.
You know, because it gives so many people so much freedom. Like, I don't have to go to the branch is still very effective and important and everything, but I don't have to go. So I can use this tool, and like this, I can use this video tool. Right?
The other piece from our perspective is sometimes credit unions aren't classified as tech savvy as other financial institutions.
Okay.
Sometimes. And this really raises that from a member's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It really shows that, you know, they're leading edge, they're bringing this other delivery channel to their members.
Right.
And we get a lot of wows from the members.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've encountered that.
Well, the simplicity of it really too. So, I mean, getting people to upload a document for us. Like, there'll be times where we need a signature or we need an ID, and they just take a picture and it's there. So,
there's a definite cool factor for sure.
Yeah.
So, what does this mean to Pop.io? I mean, just total validation.
I mean, it's growth and it's expansion. And it's understanding that the concept has legs in the marketplace,
it works, right?
So, it's been amazing to watch our clients come on and in months double their call volume and double what they were doing before, and see loans getting finished up and new accounts opening and general questions getting answered.
Right.
I mean, I love the comments where it's not just for millennials, right? I mean,
everybody.
You have everyone using. You have people video calling from rest homes. You have a paralyzed young man in his hospital bed at home calling in and getting help, and it's just a touching story to hear what's happening over video.
Right. So how does the partnership work? How does it work? Getting down into the details a little bit. How does it work between you guys?
Roles and responsibilities. Our biggest role is to provide awareness to the marketplace, educate credit unions on how credit unions are using this tool, share that we've picked an amazing provider that's going to take care of them, going to be a good partner to them, as we heard from Luke, and we help them grow. We have shared goals and values of helping them grow their market share, and you know, we've been real specific about the companies that we do business with,
right?
And we think we align well together.
We do.
Yeah, sure, sounds like it. Speaking of goals, what are some goals here? Obviously, to enhance this channel.
Yes.
Yes,
definitely. So I think the biggest goal that Eric alluded to there is just education, right? So educating that marketplace, letting them see and hear what other people have done.
Yeah.
Right? I think we often hear fast follower, right? So what use cases, what stories do you need to hear and see about video banking in the marketplace to help you understand what and how you can use it?
Right.
And we'll do some tactical things. We'll have webinars. We'll utilize our league distribution channel to educate credit unions all across the nation on the great things they do, white papers, best practices, those type of things.
Okay.
So there'll be tangible pieces that credit unions can go back to and say, man, we saw what Luke was doing there, and it's working.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of goals, from your credit union perspective, what kind of goals do you want to achieve using Pop.io?
So our ultimate goal when we started out was to increase our lending volume. So this gives us the ability to, I'll give an example, like when a member's at a dealership and it's taking hours for them to get their documents or anything, or they're waiting on the dealership to go get a fax or come back to them. So with this, they call us up, we're able to load all the documents there, and the member knows that it's been signed and closed within 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, wow, really?
So,
okay.
Our ultimate goal was to increase our lending volume and just have that extra channel for our members to go to.
Mm-hmm. And have that transaction done via video is that much better. It's that much cooler.
Exactly.
I mean, you can actually converse with the dealer too. So if there's any questions on either side.
Again, we use the e-signature platforms too. We love them, but this gives that face-to-face interaction for any questions during while they're signing those documents.
Yeah, which is, you know, par for the course. You know, that comes up time and time again.
Yes.
Very cool stuff. So where do we go from here? What are the next steps, guys? What do we do? What do we do now?
We get to roll up our sleeves and get to work, right?
Yeah, we start
educating, starting getting the word out, and start learning from current clients and new clients, and then grow the market share of Pop.io.
Yeah, that's
what we're looking to do.
Pretty cool.
I couldn't have said it better.
Exactly. Good stuff, guys. All right, I know you guys got a busy time here today, so I thank you for the few minutes that you've given us. And any final words of wisdom? Luke, you want to start?
Just find a partner that you enjoy working with and who, again, reciprocates the same thing, and work together and build what you need.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah, we're here to help that. We're ready and excited to educate the market on video banking and see how it can transform how you interact.
So. Indeed, Eric.
We're excited, and we appreciate you taking the time with us.
Anytime.
It's good stuff.
Well, I mean, I see it as another way of credit unions really pushing that proverbial envelope and being relevant, you know, and again, having the cool factor. Is like, hey, look what my credit union's doing. They're like, oh my gosh, check that out. So it's just, I think it's a great message to get out there and just doing some really cool stuff with banking these days. Exciting.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, congratulations on the partnership.
You.
Keep up the good work, Luke.
Sure.
And we'll keep an eye on you guys. All right.
Sounds good.
Well done.